you know, focusing on the negative will never serve you. You know, regardless of what situation you're in, like focusing on the negative does nothing for you. Listen, the world's not going to adapt to you. You're going to have to adapt to the world. And so things are going to be hard. You're going to fall down, but you know, you'll be able to get it eventually. You know, I'm in this dark place and I'm not happy and I'm not confident and I'm not doing something that I love, but like, okay, like you can complain about it or you can go out and like figure it out because no one's coming. There's no superhero. You know, Superman's not coming to save you. The most powerful thing for me is that I'm alive. Yeah. I'm alive and I'm going to die. The next day I was going out to the hot tub and this lady like collapsed in my arms, bawling her eyes out saying like, change your life forever. I think that's what it sums up to, right? Like, I fell on my face a million times to get here. Yeah. And so that does make you stronger mentally and physically, right? Because you build that armor up. I think that's just what I have on other people that maybe aren't, you know, where they want to be. Is just I fell on my face a million times to get here.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the I Love Success podcast. Our mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. I can't do it myself, but let's do it together. Help me by being the best version of yourself and do something with your life. 2019 is off to an amazing start for the I Love Success podcast. Listeners from all over the world and life-changing conversations with some of the most incredible people on planet Earth. Thank you to each and every one of you. I am so grateful to take this journey called life together with you. This week's guest is a medical miracle. Not only is he one of four people alive with a rare genetic condition, Hanhart syndrome, the inspirational keynote speaker is an internationally known bodybuilder and fitness model. Despite missing both his legs and one arm since birth, he shares his amazing story with high energy, showing people that anyone can thrive if they have the determination and willpower to go after what they want. When he was born, the doctor handed his parents a long list of things that he would never be able to do. Nick's parents politely thanked them and threw the list out. They raised Nick the same way they had raised his three able-bodied older siblings and instilled in him never to let the world tell him what he could or couldn't do. Welcome, Nick Santonastasso.
Thank you, brother.
Thank Appreciate you. I'm so grateful to be here with you. We're in West Hollywood. We're looking out over this view. We're going to talk about life, about you, and honoring your journey to inspire others. So
absolutely.
Thanks.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm excited.
And your last name is so exotic, man. I love to say Santonastasso.
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah, 13 letters. So it's wow. Italian, and it wasn't the easiest to learn as a kid, but yeah. They started me with some challenges with my last name. So
that's great. I know my last name, Jumrukovsky, is like I've heard all different types of spellings.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's kind of cool.
How many letters?
It's, I don't even know, man, but I think it's 11. Jumrukovski. Yeah, I got it right.
11.
Yeah, so you beat me there.
Two, by two.
So before we go deep, I want to talk about Nick Santonastasso when he was born. Can you just share a little bit about like when you were born in the early years, kind of to get an understanding of who you were at that point?
Yeah, so when my mom was pregnant with me, they classified me with Hanhart syndrome. So Hanhart syndrome is a super rare genetic disorder that either leaves the babies with undeveloped limbs or undeveloped organs. And so, like you were saying in the intro, at the time of my birth, I was the 12th baby in medical history that they've ever seen this happen to. And out of 12, 8 of them have passed away due to undeveloped organs. So, you know, the babies are born and they can't breathe on their own, they can't eat on their own, and they later on pass away. And so, you know, they told my parents that your baby boy has about a 30% chance to live. And, you know, I tell people that my parents promised each other that they were going to focus on the 70% rather than that 30%, because, you know, focusing on the negative will never serve you. You know, regardless of what situation you're in, like focusing on the negative does nothing for you. And so my parents decided that, okay, we're going to focus on, you know, the chance that he's going to be alive rather than the chance that he's not going to, you know, live. And so they stayed up every night and, you know, just hope for the best. And when they, my mom had a C-section. So my mom had a C-section. And when I was born, the first thing they did was did test on my organs to see if my organs were going to be 100% healthy. And they came back 100% healthy. And so the only thing that was affected were my limbs. And so, like you said, I was born with no legs and one arm, and grateful to be alive and grateful to have healthy organs.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mindset. And I know you're talking a lot about mindset and having, we talk about negative things, like, and we all tend to focus a lot on negative things. And then I saw you like online, and I just got like, wow, how does this guy do that? And because we can get a bad comment on Instagram, like, and we forget about all the other positive things. How do you do that?
Well, so just, you have to be very choosy of what you attach your energy to. What you attach your energy to, what you focus your energy on, the people you surround yourself with, the things you watch, the things you look on your phone. Like, you have to be very, very choosy of what you spend your time on. And so I think it's just like everything else in life, it's a muscle, right? We build this muscle up by, you know, surrounding ourselves with the right people, by not looking at negative stuff on our phone. And just like, you have to retrain yourself, because as society, we're primed. I mean, like, you look on news and it's all negative stuff, and you look on your phone and it's all negative stuff. Like, we're primed as human beings to just always focus on the negative and focus on what we don't have or our weaknesses. And so it's going to take some time for people to retrain their mind, right? You have to reprogram yourself. And that's by repetition. That's by, like I said, surrounding yourself with the right people and not letting, you know, negative anything into your mind. So you have to be very, very self-conscious, or not self-conscious, very just aware of what you're allowing into your brain, right?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And I'm so curious about this kid that started wrestling, you know, because you wanted to be a part of the your friends, right? Because where do you get that courage, you know? Because you know, if I start wrestling, yeah, I'm going to get smashed. But yeah, still, there's something in you that says, I'm going to do this. Can you just talk about that and like how that change you?
Yeah, so my older brother was a wrestler. So he was a wrestler. I'd always go to his matches and I just looked up to him. And so, but like growing up, like, I didn't realize too much that I was different. And so like my family treated me normal, and my friends treated me normal. Like my siblings beat me up, and like, you know, like things weren't different for me. And that was probably the biggest advantage, and the best thing my parents could do was like, okay, like, you're normal. Like, okay, you're a little different, but you're normal, you know? Like, you're just going to do everything on your own, or you're going to do everything that the kids do, and they're going to beat you up, and like, you know, things just are normal. And so never thought that I didn't have a chance, if that makes sense. Like, with wrestling, I was like, okay, well, it's going to be hard, but like, I could do it. There was like this, there was always that self-belief. There wasn't much. It wasn't much self-belief at that time, but it was like, all right, well,
you know, I can do it.
Enough to do it. Yeah, enough to do it. And so I think that's super important. It's like, people don't believe that they're capable of doing things. Yeah. And so like, it's just limiting beliefs. That's what holds us all back. Like the same, we all struggle with the same things. We all go through the same things. And so, you know, with wrestling, I just was like, all right, like I could do it. You know, I could do it. But at the time, this arm was growing. My bone was growing faster than my skin. And so I couldn't do physical activities with this arm. And so like, I couldn't touch it on things. And I'd always tuck my arm, because if it would have hit my arm hard enough, my bone would have came through my skin. And so I was at the super low point in my life, like total victim mentality of like, why me? You know, there's millions of people born each and every day. Like, why do I have to be born like this?
How old were you at this point?
I was 13, 14, 15, okay, 16, like those age. Just like, I didn't understand. I didn't get it. And you know, in middle school and high school, you know, you want to ride bikes with the kids, right? And I couldn't ride bikes with the kids, and you know, kids thought I was slower because I was in a wheelchair, and there was just so much going on, and there wasn't much bullying, but there was always, you know, the teasing and the little things, you know, the name calling and everything. And so that was like a super low point. And so I also think some of my motivation came from me like wanting to get out of such a dark place, yeah, and like being like, okay, well, because I realized that no one was coming to save me. Like, you know, I'm in this dark place and I'm not happy and I'm not confident and I'm not doing something that I love. But like, okay, like you can complain about it or you can go out and like figure it out, because no one's coming. There's no superhero. You know, Superman's not coming to save you. And so that was another motivation for me to do wrestling, because I was like, all right, well, I could be called a wrestler and that would instill confidence in me. And you know, wrestlers are cool. And, you know, like I thought it was just cool. Like I'd be, you know, I'd feel better about myself. And so I think there was a couple things that stemmed from wrestling, but it was more of like, I need to get out of this dark place. And, but there was some self-belief that I could do it.
Yeah. And I love that you found, like, you took that little courage and actually did it. And what advice do you want to tell other people that feel like they're in the victim mentality and they want to do something with their life, but they can't? When I say can't, because they have built that mindset because they're from a poor family, or they're living in a country where no one has ever started a podcast or became an international speaker or a world champion of anything or whatever it is. What type of tips would you give to them?
Yeah, I mean, first off, like, just a lot of people ask me, or you know, come up to me and say, I don't know my why, or I don't know like what's my passion, I don't know what I love to do. Well, I'm just like, try new things. Like, for example, like a couple months ago, we thought of an idea that I would be able to get on a snowboard, and like if we built the right snowboard, and it was just an idea. And now, like 2 weeks ago, I snowboarded for the first time, and like now it's a thing, and now it's a hobby, and now it's real, and now it's something I could do with my friends, and now I have this whole different independent, you know, hobby that I can do. I can shred down a mountain. But like, if I never believed that it was capable of happening, that it would never happen, or if I never opened my mouth to express my idea to see if I could make it come alive, it would never happen. And so, you know, like there's a quote, like, if there isn't a path, you create one. You know, if you create one. And so, like, okay, well, if you're in a country and no one's ever did what you want to do, we'll be the first to do it. And but like I said, we're crippled by our mind. We're crippled by the thoughts that, you know, like, I can't do this because I'm from this country. I can't do this because I'm too young. I can't do this because I don't have enough college experience. Yeah. Like, these are all the things that just freeze you. And so the advice I have to say is, I much rather, like, be in the trenches and at least attempt something that I want to pursue than be on the sideline frozen with, you know, frozen, crippled by my mind. And so, you know, we'd feel better like failing, but like attempting, than sitting on the sideline, not moving at all. Right. And so my suggestion would be that just to get moving, just to get started anywhere, you know, whether that's learning from videos or whether that's learning from books. If you can't get to a mentor, like read their book or, you know, watch their videos, but just do something, because, you know, sitting on the sideline doesn't do anything. But when you're in the field and you're failing, at least you're in the field, like, trying, like, you're doing 99% more than the people that are sitting on the sideline. So I'd say get moving.
No, I totally agree. And we want the people, like, what I want to do with the podcast, I want to get the people from the arena down to the field. Like, we're going to do this. Don't just sit and listen to a podcast all day. Listen and then get the fuck out of here and do something with your life. Right. And that's what I am so passionate about this, because what is really winning? It's all a definition of our mind, right? Because once you decide to do something, you're gonna probably improve. Isn't that winning?
Yeah,
in
progress.
In some sense, progress is winning, right?
Yeah.
And if we always compare ourselves to each other, I think it's good to a certain extent because it pushes you, but you can never win that race.
You'll never win.
How did you become so smart, Nick?
It's smart. Incredible. I don't know if I'm like, smart, brother.
It feels like you've had a lot of time to contemplate about life. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm smart, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I think I'm street smart, maybe. Yeah. I'm mindset smart. I just, like, been through a lot of stuff that tests me mentally, you know? I know how to just look at the world. You know, you like when people look at me and they're like, oh man, I feel bad for that guy. And just like, I feel bad for you, because, you know, I used to always tell people the biggest disability you can have is a bad mindset. Yeah. And so, like, you know, I think I just know how to, like, not let things piss me off anymore. To be honest, you just being like full like Buddha and just like chilling and just letting things roll off me and just like going with the flow, because, like, life is way too short to, like, not laugh all the time. Life's way too short not to, like, love and, like, just mess around and you know, just be so caught up and have negative emotions towards like past things and holding grudges. Like I used to like hold grudges and stuff and used to like let things piss me off for a certain period of time. Now I'm just like chilling, you know, and I think that's I'm the happiest I've been because I've just been chilling.
When did that shift come in your life, and do you remember why?
I think it was gradual. Like now, like I'm obsessed with like the fact, like, what is life? Like, what is this?
What is life?
Yeah, what is this? We have no idea. We're floating on a rock and it's spinning around in the middle of nothing and you have no idea why you're here. Like, why should I get pissed off that there's traffic? Yeah. Like, who cares? Who cares, dude? Like, yeah. You know? Like, it's and I think when I started exposing myself, sort of started allowing my mind to wander and start thinking about that stuff and thinking how about how vast the universe is and how, like, just evolution and everything. Like when I that's what I always tell people, like if every person at least once a day thought about the fact that like you're on earth, you're on this rock and it's spinning around in the middle of nothing, like you'd probably start crying. You'd probably stop crying about the fact that like you have bad hair or, you know, like yeah. The stupidest things in the world. And so I think that change was just from me just exposing my mind and just letting it think and letting it kind of like think about other things and Instagram and
look how many at likes. This now. We're looking yeah, out over know? LA here. It's late and like it's kind of raining, but
and just okay. Think like there's millions and millions of people out there that are like in their own little like simulation and thinking yeah. About their own little thoughts and their problems and yeah. You know, it's wild. Like life's way too short. Life is way too short to like care about like things we don't need to care about.
I know. It's so crazy how our mind works, you know. And you said something that I want to touch base on. You said like some people say they feel sorry for you and say I feel sorry for you. Like how do you handle that when people say that they feel sorry for you?
So this is the part of like Nick evolving, right? Like I used to get pissed off. Like I used to get pissed off when people stared at me. I used to get pissed off, you know, in public and if someone said they felt bad for me or, you know, called me names. Now, like, I'll laugh. Like, I just, like, I'm at the point where, like, my frequency is up here. And, like, if someone comes up to me and calls me, like, a crippled or something, I'm just like, dude, you're not even on my level.
It's a muscle, you know? Right, that you have trained. Your mission is much bigger than another person's
mind. Yeah, my frequency is much, much higher. My energy is way positive, and, like, I don't have any interest or any, I know that there's no value in me stooping down.
Yeah.
You know, when I started Vine, when I was like an 18-year-old kid and, you know, like I would have 20,000 comments on my posts and people are calling me the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my life. Like I used to go back at those people and like comment back to them and think that'll show them. Yeah. And now like it's just like you don't even acknowledge people. Yeah. They're just like so low that like you don't even acknowledge them. And they're like, oh, my God, he hadn't even acknowledge me. That's how like stupid I sound.
It's so crazy.
It's just like your frequency vibrate. You just like elevate yourself,
yeah.
You know, and you realize that it's not even worth. You get much more wiser with your energy, bro.
Yeah.
You just get like, is it really worth my time coming back to this 13-year-old kid?
Yeah. I know. But it's so funny. I had Ryan Serhant, you know, the real estate agent on my podcast. And he actually saves all hater emails in a specific folder because that gives him fuel.
That's great.
Yeah. I kind of like that idea, but it's like, I don't think I would be able to do it.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like it. Pretty awesome, right?
That's what I tell people, like with the outside noise, right? Like, you know, people get so caught up in people making fun of them or telling them that they're not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But like we all have a choice, and that's we can let the outside noise affect us or drive us. Like you can either let that get you down and you can get stuck, or you can keep moving. Yeah. And you can use it as fuel. Like pick one. There's only one you could pick.
Yeah.
And one's backwards, one's forward. Like what's it gonna be?
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of what you said, can you just read like your tattoo? I think it's awesome. I listened to a podcast with you on the way over here and you talked about it and I just love that saying. So if you want to share that.
Yeah, so my bicep says you laugh at me because I'm different. I laugh at you because you're all the same. And that's not just like, you know, for me, that's for everyone. That's a for everyone quote. And that's just like embracing your authentic self and like being you and not, you know, putting on a mask, you know, to try to impress people or to get somewhere. And, you know, life is so much better when you show up you. You show up you as your authentic self and you'll attract the right people. You'll attract the right tribe. You'll attract the right opportunities. when you show up as your authentic self, because people are going to support you for you and love you for you rather than, you know, you putting on a mask and trying to be someone else. And so that's just like in everything in life, you know, just, you know,
do your thing,
accept yourself, you know, and with the strengths and weaknesses, like realize what you're not good at and realize what you're good at. Focus on your good, but embrace it all because it's you.
Yeah. And you talked about your why in the beginning, like we need to have a why as human beings. So what's your why? Why are you doing this? Why are you traveling all over trying to inspire people? I'm not trying, I know you are.
Yeah.
You're inspiring me here amazingly, but like, why is this so important to you, man?
I think it's so important to me because I've been put on this earth in this wild situation, in this wild, like you get one life. Like one life, we only get one human experience, right? As for what we know.
What we know, yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, well, I get this one human experience, and they put me in this game with no legs and one arm. Like, let me show people like how to mess stuff up. Like, you know, regardless of what hand life has dealt you with. And so, it's not only have I realized the opportunity I have in front of me, but like to. Like I label myself as a shifter of perspectives, and that means I just want people to look at the world differently. And so exposing them to the things I do, exposing them to me living my life to the fullest, and they're like, wow, I can live my life to the fullest. I realize the impact I have on people, so that's part of my why. But also, right, like if I'm able to travel around the world with my friends, motivate and change lives, get compensated for it, and provide financial freedom for me and my family, then, you know, like I better not sit around and you know, miss out on this opportunity to have, you know?
That's
and
awesome.
So I think my why is just like, it's huge, right? It's just like, I want to make, you know, a massive footprint in this world before I leave. But while doing that, you know, bringing my friends along for the ride and providing financial freedom for me, my family, who knows the family's family. But like, I've realized this super, super 0.1% chance, like opportunity that I have in front of me. And just, I think about it all the time. Like sometimes I wake up and I'm like, wow, I really, really am born with no legs and one arm. Like this is real.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Just go through life.
Yeah, but I think that like it's so crazy. That's like, I feel what you're saying because sometimes we forget who we are because we don't take time to look at it, right? We're all...
Yeah, people think I'm cool, and I'm just like, don't think I'm cool. Like, I'm just like, I think I'm just Nick, like, you know?
Yeah.
And people like, it's still crazy, you know? I spoke at an event the other day, and the next day I was going out to the hot tub, and this lady, like, collapsed in my arms, bawling her eyes out, saying, like, change your life forever. Like, a day after the event. And I'm just like, it's unreal, you know? And so, like, I have to... just be aware of like, you know, the superpower.
Yeah.
Like it's a superpower. Like able to do in this body is translated into a superpower that can help people just like be empowered. You know, it's wild.
I mean,
I wish I could like be you real quick and interview me so I could see what it feels like.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's stuff, you know what I'm saying though?
Yeah. And like, I know you met The Rock. Can you just talk about that? Like, how did that experience change you? Because I really like The Rock. He's a guy from humble beginnings who worked his way, and he's still... I saw a post he did a couple of days ago or something like that when he was flying first class, but he said, I'm still eating the same dinner that I ate when I was in this small apartment.
It was like
apartment.
Chicken and rice?
Yeah, chicken and rice. So I just got like, oh, this guy really feels authentic. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to meet him in Las Vegas. I was in a City Athletic Club. It's a gym in Las Vegas. And he probably a couple months prior, he had retweeted one of my lifting videos for a ballers contest. And so I already knew he knew who I was.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I told my buddies, I was like, all right, let's not bother him. You know, he's lifting. We'll just do our thing. And
if you know that he was going to be there or no?
No, I didn't know he was going to be there. But when I showed up, he was there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, let's not bother him. You know, if The Rock's who he says he will, he'll come up to me. And so we gave him his space, and he took off his headphones and was bombarded by pictures for pictures. And then his security guard came up to me and was like, are you Nick? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, can Dwayne meet you? And I'm like, yeah, dude, for sure. Bring him over. And so they escorted us into a corner, and they brought him over. And he, you know, was like, dude, I'm such a big fan. Like, can I get a picture? I'm like, come on, man. You know, so like take a picture with the guy. And I told him, I was like, you know, I'm going to do what you did. And he said, well, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, you're the Rock, right? People knew you for football and then WWE, and then you took over every industry. I was like, I'm going to take over every industry that I touch. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do speaking. I'm going to do modeling. I'm going to do bodybuilding. And he said, Nick, you're right, because people like me and you, they put us in any industry and we adapt and overcome. And so it was just like, you know, a moment of reassurance that I was going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And that, like, what I was doing was, you know, inspiring and motivating people. And so we took that picture. I was 2 weeks out from my competition. And so I took that picture, and then 2 weeks later I was competing. I was backstage, and he posted me on his Instagram, and he wrote the really long, heartfelt message. And at the end, he said, I want to thank Nick for sharpening my perspective a little bit more on life. And just a big confidence booster and a moment of reassurance for me, right? That if I can impact and change the perspective of, like, top tier athlete, actor of the world, you know, that, like I said, I may not have legs, but I'm here to make a massive footprint in this world before I leave. And so, yeah, I'm pumped up that I got to cross paths with him. And so on the vision board and the manifestation thing is, like, I want to have a movie with him. I want to do something big with him in China too, because they love him in China and they love me in China.
That's awesome.
It'd be sick, right?
Yeah, that'd be sick. I only have two more questions to you. And I just want to say I've had an amazing time with you here. So thank you so much.
You got it, bro. And no worries.
Imagine you're 87 years old and you're looking out, maybe over this view or your
favorite. Let's see the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, the Amalfi Coast in Italy. And you're reflecting on your life. What do you want to have accomplished to be able to say, yeah, there was a good run?
That was a good run. That's dope. Family's taken care of. Yeah. Like, my kids are doing what they want to do. First and foremost, like, they're pursuing whatever they enjoy and whatever that, you know, whatever fires them up. That I took care of my parents before they went. My siblings are taken care of, you know. My friends are still around, you know, we're all still doing the same thing, you know, goofing off, traveling the world. But that just people all over the world just are more awake, right? Are more like, you know, like that we've inspired so many people to just shift their perspectives and look at the world differently. I want to do a lot of contributing. I probably wanted to say, like, probably build some schools or something. And, you know, like, instead of being, like, you know, just an influencer, I want to be like a Gandhi, like, really big. And so when I'm looking over the Amalfi Coast, I'm probably like, all right, well, the family's taken care of. My kids are set. They're more successful than I'll ever be because they're studs. And, you know, my friends are taken care of. We're probably riding around in our hover rounds all together in a wheelchair gang. I don't know, man. I'm just fulfilled. Yeah, like, I'm good.
Look at that guy. You know? Yeah.
I'm just chilling. As long as I have some good food in front of me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to be known for just, like, holy shit, that guy gave so much.
Yeah.
That guy gave everything he could while he was on this planet.
Gave. Yeah. I love that saying. Give. Like, when we give, something magical happen, right?
Yeah.
And you're giving so much. So yeah, thanks again. And the last question to you, Nick, I'm going to say Santo Anastasio. I'm going to say it again. Boom. we're all about sharing journeys on this podcast. But at the end of the day, what I want to do is to get the people watching and listening to this to improve their life. So if there's just one thing they can do right now when they're done to get started on their own dreams, what would be your best tool for that?
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So what I mean by that is, whatever industry you're in, right, whether you want to build a speaking company, whether you want to become a better salesman, whether you want to become a better mom, a dad, go find out who's doing it very well and model them. Go learn from them. Go learn from what they're doing right. Go learn from what they're doing wrong. But get started. You know, just get started. You know, just do something. Especially with the internet, you know, we have the ability to learn whatever we want to learn and implement into our lives. And so, you know, even if you have no experience, I didn't know how to build a speaking company. You know, we started reading books on how to build a speaking company. We started modeling people that were great at speaking. Like, I'm not no guru. I'm not, you know, I'm not no, like, genius. I'm just, you know, I didn't reinvent the wheel. I just, like, modeled people and learned. And always being in the state of a student, you know, and in order to do that, you have to drop your ego and realize you only know what you know. And so always be in the mindset of like, I can learn from this, you know, I can learn from someone, I can learn from this event, you know, like realizing like you can learn from anyone, never like take anything, you know, for granted, right? Like any opportunity or anyone talking to you and trying to give them their opinion, just always be in the state of like a student, like never stop learning. Like never think you're good enough. Never think you're the best in your industry. Like always be striving to improve. But like, I think most importantly, right? Like don't reinvent the wheel. Just figure out who's crushing it in your industry and start learning from them.
That's awesome. Nick, thanks.
You got it, brother. No worries, man.
I'm super grateful
for the opportunity.
Yeah, this was an amazing time.
Kicking
it in West Hollywood. A beautiful night. You're here. We're here with our crew. You're here with your crew. It's amazing. Thanks again. And thank you, everybody, that you took the time to watch and listening to me and mainly Nick Santonastasso sharing his journey. I Love Success is about redefining success. And what does that mean? It means that you find your way of creating a happy and successful life. And we want to be on that journey with you. We want to share as much as we possibly can. So go to ilovesuccess.co, subscribe to our newsletter, get a couple of free chapters of my book. And also, my goal is to help 10 million people in 10 years to go after their dreams and actually make something good of their life. And I can't do it myself. Nick can't do it himself. But together we can do it. So if you like this, share it with your friends or someone that you don't want to share it with, but you know they're going to benefit from it. And just help us and be part of this journey called life and create something that you are proud of. Thanks again and take care. Bye-bye.